Hi, everybody, and welcome to a SearchVirtualStorage.com podcast. My name is Rachel Kosman, and joining me in the studio today is Mike Laverick. Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Great. So today we're just going to talk about the importance of VMware vCenter Server for storage. The first question that I'd like to ask is just the very basics. Can you explain to our listeners what exactly VMware vCenter Server is?
Sure. It's the centralized management system, really, which sits at the heart of VMware's virtual infrastructure stack, as it used to be called, now called vSphere. It's a Windows-based system currently, although they do have a Linux-based appliance, which I think over time will probably sunset the Windows version. And it's backed by a Microsoft SQL or Oracle or IBM DB2 database, which is where it stores most of its configuration. And I guess most VMware administrators, you know, the first thing they probably do in the morning is crank up Virtual Center and have a look at what their environment is doing and see whether they've got any alerts or alarms or red exclamation marks on their environment. So it's a central management point for most VMware administrators.
Okay, great. That's really helpful. So which of the features of vCenter Server are the ones that impact storage?
Well, it won't come as any surprise to your listeners that storage is absolutely critical to any virtual center or VMware environment, because at the end of the day, the virtual machines we create have to be stored somewhere.
Right.
And so from virtual center, a VMware administrator can create new data stores, mount NFS volumes if they've been made available. They've also got some controls to a degree over some of the new enlightenments that are being added to the product to make VMware and VMware's core platform, ESX, storage aware, things like Vi and Vesa. And then in the vSphere 5 release, which shipped just last year, they've added new features such as storage profiles and data store clusters to the sort of suite of tools that are available. And looking out to the future, sort of beyond this year and ahead, VMware have already started to talk about new storage objects, something called a vVol, as being the kind of replacement for the LUNs and volumes that we've been working with for the last decade or maybe even more.
Okay, well, that's really good to know. So you mentioned briefly VASA. Can you explain what that means?
Oh, that's always a tricky thing with VMware and their acronyms. They've all got V's in and A's in, but I can tell you what it actually does. Basically, it's software that's provided by the storage vendor, be that EMC, NetApp, HP, or Dell. And what this does is plug into the virtual center environment, again, that centralized management tool, and it populates virtual center with a whole series of data about what the storage is capable of, what its RAID levels might be, what its replication status might be, whether it has any snapshot space reserved to it. And it's really trying to feed back from the storage layer up into the hypervisor, it's called, greater awareness of what the storage is actually capable of. And I guess the main reason for VASA to some degree is to make sure that when a VMware administrator creates a new set of virtual machines or group of virtual machines called VApps, that administrator has got real awareness of what the storage is actually capable of. So rather than just having a label, that VMware administrator can know whether that's on SSD storage, whether it's replicated or not, whether it supports the storage vendor snapshot mechanisms, all that sort of useful information, which is kind of critical in making sure that the right VMs go on the right type of storage.
That seems like it would be a really essential feature. You also mentioned storage profiles. Can you expand on those a little bit for our listeners?
Well, in a way, storage profiles and VASA work in harmony, because once you have a tool by which you can identify the core attributes of the storage, is it replicated or not, what that allows the VMware administrator to do is to create these things called profiles. And I guess if you wanted to, you could call them a bit like a policy system. By creating the profile, when a new virtual machine is being created, they can use like a pull-down list to filter out different types of status stores. So, for example, a simple storage profile might separate the stores that are replicated from the ones that are not replicated.
Okay.
The stores that support RAID 10 as opposed to the stores that support RAID 5. And the idea is to kind of funnel or guide the person making the new virtual machines down the right route of selecting that right storage. So it's one thing to know the attributes, but if you like, once those attributes are exposed, what storage profiles allow you to do is then classify your storage by different types. And it's worth saying that there's not just these vendor-defined attributes. Virtual Center with storage profiles, the administrator there can make any definitions they like, called user-defined profiles. So they can choose to categorize things by business unit, for example. So they could gather all these data stores together and say these particular data stores belong to production or administration or sales, such that, if you like, the storage is being filtered out by business unit or even by application. So they're not limited to just the attributes provided by the VASA plugin. They can make their own definitions on the fly if they wish.
Okay, that sounds like it must be really helpful for organizational purposes.
Most definitely.
Great. So you mentioned that VMware has talked about some things that they might include in the newest release. Can you expand on that?
Well, back at last year's VMworld, there were a couple of sessions which kind of discussed a new way of handling storage called VBOLs.
Okay.
I must admit, VMware being the way they are, they don't give out too much information about what this new storage concept is meant to be. But they, given the close relationship that VMware has with the storage vendors, perhaps people listening don't realize that for every $1 of VMware, practically the customer will pay or spend an additional $3 to $4 on storage.
Wow.
So storage vendors love VMware, and VMware loves its storage partners because those storage partners facilitate them driving greater efficiencies in that particular layer, which fundamentally improve performance of the virtual machine.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess we're moving into a new era where the days of a storage administrator creating LUNs or volumes and then presenting those LUNs or volumes to specific hosts for specific purposes is now being looked upon as being a little bit old-fashioned. And I think it's all kind of connected to the kind of new ethos of the cloud, and that what people want to do is create pools of storage, quite large pools, terabytes in size,
mm-hmm.
and have them allocated to, you know, an entire rack of servers or even an entire corridor of servers, and then allow the application owner, in this case VMware, because obviously storage administrators have to deal with many different stakeholders in the business, to then consume that resource. And the idea of this new construct is this thing called the VBOL, I guess, you know, being VMware what they are, they want to put a V into everything. The word volume has to have an extra V added to it. But I guess the other side of this is, historically, virtual machines have been stored together, groups of virtual machines, 10 or 20 or 30 virtual machines, all in one volume or none. Now, that's great from a management perspective. You know, you don't need a LUN for every virtual machine.
Right.
But when you do that, you lose some of the granularity that's associated with that.
Okay.
So all those virtual machines now share the same replication schedule or the same snapshot schedule. So you lose the ability to say, well, with this particular virtual machine, I'd like a replication schedule of every 20 minutes and a snapshot reserve of 30%. But with this virtual machine, I want something totally different. Now, trying to do that with the existing model of LUNs and volumes just won't scale. You can't have a volume and a LUN for every individual virtual machine.
Okay.
So as I understand it, and like I said, the information is a bit murky at the moment, the VVOL is meant to address that, a kind of brand new kind of storage unit specifically designed for virtualization in mind. And I would have thought where the storage vendors and VMware lead, you'll find the other virtualization vendors like Microsoft and Citrix will want to follow and also want to build those partnership relationships with the storage vendors so they can take advantage of this new storage construct.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's something to look forward to in the future. Thank you so much, Mike, for being with us. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.